now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Perception, mass logic, broken line, smoke and light show, triangle of misfit species, genocide, lost tribe. We'll be right back.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my top-secret location in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 83 of the program, and it is an all-original episode. It is partly a shadow episode, featuring leftovers from episode 81 and earlier, and partially a research episode featuring returns from an extensive dig back of Blaylock's indie rock playlist. There are 4 randoms on the show tonight, but they have already passed, comprising the entire opening set. So it is all new music from here on in tonight, or at least fairly new music. It would seem most of everything I'm about to play is either a year old or a month old. The main reason for that is the Blaylock's quest that I went on since adding Blaylock's indie rock playlist to my research rounds back in October. I've wanted to make up for lost time by going back and looking at all of 2022, and that is now complete. This episode features returns from January, February, some of March, October, November, and December of 2022, as well as January of this year, so that is over 6 months to draw from. That would be 700 plus songs to choose from, 10 of which are on tonight's show, mainly in Hour 2. I'm really happy with the stuff I'm finding on Blaylock so far. I think I went a little bit overboard on episode 81, but not tonight, never again. I got some CanCon as well from Blaylock's, which was a nice surprise. Not enough CanCon to prevent that opening set, though. It was all oldies, starting the show tonight, beginning with Change of Heart's Trigger and Misogyny from Rusty, and both of those songs were from 1995. Then it was Chad Van Galen from 2011's Diaper Island, and then Urge Overkill, an American band from 1993. It's not just CanCon I'm running low on. I seem to also be running out of music from international dudes. It's the just-in-time delivery era here on the Home of Burnaby Rock show. Classic episode tonight, though. All of the elements any episode would aspire to have. There's probably the best ambient set I've had on here in a while, and a ridiculously strong second hour, which is the way it should be.
and sleep.